Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Preston, an off-duty Border Patrol agent recovering after being shot during a botched robbery attempt in New York City over the weekend. Police don't think he was intentionally targeted, but they do say the suspect was in the U.S. illegally and had a long criminal record. A deadly day in Gaza as Israeli troops open fire near a crowd of Palestinians trying to get food. ABC's Patrick Reeval.
Nearly 70 killed and more than 150 wounded, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. The bloodshed happening as thousands were desperately seeking flour in northern Gaza. This man says, "We raised our hands like this, signaling we were peaceful. Then they started firing at us." The IDF questioning the casualty figures, saying they fired to remove a, quote, immediate threat.
More cries for more information in the Jeffrey Epstein case, as those clamoring for it say releasing grand jury transcripts could take a long time and would ultimately require the approval of a judge. This is ABC News. The search for a 9-year-old Canadian girl is now over as her body is found, but there are a lot of questions surrounding her death. ABC's Allison Cusick reports.
The desperate search for 9-year-old Melina Fratellin ending in tragedy. Investigators finding her body in upstate New York. Authorities say her father, Luciano, had called 911 at about 10 p.m. Saturday night to report his daughter had possibly been abducted in the town of Lake George, a popular summer destination in the Adirondacks. Melina and her father are both from Canada. Police say as the case progressed, law enforcement says there were inconsistencies in the father's account of events and the timeline he provided. Allison Cossack, ABC News, New York.
Not since Tiger Woods has one player dominated professional golf the way Scottie Scheffler has the past few years. He won the British Open on Sunday, winning another major, and now is one win away from the coveted career Grand Slam. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
You know, Grasshopper mowers are built to last and provide superb cutting. But have you seen everything else a Grasshopper offers? Grasshopper has over 17 different models to suit your specific lawn application, from small home models to large commercial equipment. Unique features like the one-touch powerful deck lifts the deck with the use of a button for easy maintenance and storage. To see all the features of a Grasshopper mower, visit your local Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
Hello, Coach Johnson here. Are you looking to lose weight, get more active, gain muscle? Are you looking for more energy or lift that fog from your brain? Maybe improve sleep? Well, I may have an option for you. And if you'd like to learn more why I've been helping people for 4 years now and how it works, feel free to contact me at Facebook or you can call me at 608-604-7751. That's 608-604-7751. Or you can email me at coachjohnson90@gmail.com. That's coachjohnson90@gmail.com. I look forward to assisting you on your health journey today.
An update on sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the Farm tire service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Sunday League home talent baseball, it was Verona over Dodgeville, 10-1. Also, Arena, a winner over the weekend, 13-3 against Ridgeway, and Argyle beat Muscadet, 10-9. Middleton, 10-6 over Ashton, Sun Prairie, 7-4 over Columbus, Ryo beat Wisconsin Dells, 7-2, and Mesa over Cazenovia, 11-4. The Brewers look to keep a 10-game win streak alive when they play the Mariners tonight. The Brewers were incredible again over the weekend, getting back to victories after coming from behind against the Dodgers to win yesterday's game. They have now swept the Dodgers for the season series and also have won 10 in a row. The Cubs lost to Boston by a score of 6-1. Toronto 8-6 over San Francisco. The Yankees 4-2 winners against Atlanta. White Sox 7 and Pittsburgh 2. The Angels 8-2 over Philadelphia. Kansas City 7, Miami 4. Minnesota 7-1 over Colorado. In the National League, San Diego 8-1 winners against Washington. The Mets 3, Cincinnati 2, Arizona 5-3 over St. Louis. And in the American League, Baltimore 5, Tampa Bay 3, Cleveland 8, the Athletics 2, Houston 11, Seattle 3, and Detroit a winner against Texas by a score of 2-1.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindle's today, 647-5851.
This summer, make a splash for free. The Richland Hospital and Clinics invites you to free pool days on three different Tuesdays in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Spring Green. Join us Tuesday, July 22nd in Richland Center, Tuesday, July 29th in Muscadet, and Tuesday, August 12th in Spring Green. Bring the whole family and beat the heat on us. Learn more at richlandhospital.com.
Partly sunny today and seasonal, a high of 81, with east to southeast winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and mild, a low of 63, and Tuesday, 84, partly sunny, warm and more humid, a slight chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. Currently in Richland Center, after the early morning reading of 62, we are at our overnight low. It is 56 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Good morning. Today is Monday, July 21st.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music for kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires. Good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress. Lust in the draw and a small town accent. Ain't no way that me and this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. Stuff.
Hubbard. Here we are again, together again, friends. Monday, July 21st. Phil Nee with you. It is great to be back with you this week after getting a few parts replaced. But yeah, getting back to it. And not feeling too bad, you know, little by little. And it is good to be back a little early. It if I was doing a real job, such as farming or construction or, well, actually anything where you had to walk much, I wouldn't be back this soon. So luckily, you know, they say you have a hip replacement or knee replacement or whatever, and they tell you 4 to 6 weeks. It's probably true, you know, if you have a real job. But as my wife calls it, this is my hobby job. Great to be back with you today. Brett Young on WRCO Radio on a Monday.
I wasn't trying to feel like this. I wasn't trying to feel nothing at all. I just came to meet my friends and try to drink a long week off. I didn't want to stay too late. I wasn't trying to close it down. I was doing my own thing, yeah, up until you sat down. I thought that I can't you buzz, can't you gain, can't you with the boy. Takes. You went and messed up all my plans. I only meant to hold this drink. Now I'm trying to hold your head. Yeah, I thought that I'd catch a buzz, catch a game. Catch up with the boys, the same old thing. Catch a cab back to my place. But then I saw your face. Now you got me trying to catch your eye and catch your name. Catch a spark and start a flame. Trying to feel this. I don't know how you started stealing my heart like you are in this bar, but I'm glad that you are, cause I just thought that I'd catch a buzz, catch a game, catch up with the boys, the same old thing. Catch a cab back to my place. But then I saw your face. Now you got me trying to catch your eye, catch your name, catch your spark and start a flame. The way you're smiling, I
in an interview, what was growing up like? Where'd you go to school and what would you do if you weren't doing this? I'd be driving my first car in a worn out Dodge, trying to make rent with a dead end job, just making do with tips in a jar, my guitar in an old bar stool.
still be doing this if I wouldn't do this. I'd still be the same guy they knew back in the day, who was burning CDs just to give away, paying his dues if I wouldn't do. Five deep in a van, head full of steam, hot on the heels of my neon dreams may be coming true. Living this life just like I was born to do.
What you'd be doing if you weren't doing this? Yeah, I don't know what I would be doing. I'd probably, maybe price check on Brawny paper towels, something like that. But nonetheless, coming up, our news, weather, and sports at 6:30 today. What everybody is talking about today, of course, would be the Milwaukee Brewers and their incredible stretch of wins, pre- and post-All-Star. They are doing fine, and that's what people are talking about today. We'll have details coming up during our 6:40 update.
Summer's here, and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
Mark your calendars. It's the annual Southwest Wisconsin Two-Cylinder Club Tractor Show, happening August 2nd and 3rd from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. near Boscobel. See classic tractors, trucks, and implements, plus live field demonstrations of corn, old-time equipment, and more. Bring the entire family for food, flea market finds, and kids' activities. Admission is free at 17804 Prairie Du Bay Road, just off Highway 133. For more information, 485-1623.
56 degrees as we begin the day here in Southwest Wisconsin, WRCO-FM 100.9. This is Rascal Flatts and a big hit from them, a few years ago now. It's probably classified as an oldie.
Can't get enough of this everyday love.
Each morning
autumn, the sun shines through my window, lands on the face of a dream come true. I shuffle to the kitchen for my coffee and catch up on the front page morning news. Then she walks up behind me and throws her arms around my neck. Just another normal thing I come to expect. It's ordinary, plain and simple, typical, just everyday. Same old, same old, giving it same. Every emotion, oh, so familiar, nothing about it too peculiar. Oh, but I can't get enough of this everyday love, yeah. Every afternoon I make a phone call, listen to the voice that warms my heart. I drag myself through a few more hours, then head on home to try and beat the dog. Her smile will be right there when I step through that door, and it'll be that way tomorrow, just like every day before. It's ordinary, plain and simple, typical, this every day.
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name.
Somebody pour me a drink. can hear them calling my name.
Post Malone, Blake Shelton on WRCO on a Monday. Welcome back to the work week in Southwest Wisconsin. Here's John Conley with a Stone Cold Classic.
I don't know why I keep on believing you need me when you prove so many times that it ain't true. And I can't find one good reason for staying. Maybe my leaving would be the best. To hear when I held you, and they keep me from feeling so cheated, defeated, when reflections in your eyes show me a fool. Times of trying, you'll believe me when I say I love you, and I'll lay these rose-colored glasses aside. These
from WRCO Country and Community.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball is proud to welcome family medicine physician Elizabeth White to our growing primary care team. With a special focus on pediatrics and women's health, Dr. White believes in meeting patients where they're at and matching medical plans with individual values and goals. Schedule your appointment with Dr. White in Basketball or Muscadet online through MyChart or call 375-4144.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland.
Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs for all your business signage needs. Partly sunny today, a high in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy and mild and 63, and it starts to heat up again early tomorrow, 84 degrees. For Wednesday, up to 94 with high heat indices anticipated. Right now, we're at 1 degree above the overnight low. It is 57 degrees.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
I'm Phil Nee with a look at news. The National Weather Service confirmed yesterday that an EF1 rated tornado with winds reaching 95 miles per hour touched down near County Road YZ and Z in Dodgeville last week. The tornado, with a maximum width of 150 yards and a path length of 6.95 miles, moved northeast through a cornfield before continuing to impact numerous trees and three outbuildings. The most significant damage occurred off County Road ZZ, where numerous large, healthy hardwood trees were uprooted. The tornado's path ended near Knobs Road, just west of County Road H. The National Weather Service Milwaukee Sullivan office confirmed the tornado after conducting a field survey with Amanda Gardner with Iowa County Emergency Management last week. According to Gardner, no injuries or residential home damage were reported, and most of the damage was to trees and crops. Two people have been arrested in connection with the alleged abduction of a 7-year-old Milwaukee boy last weekend. Police say a 14-year-old boy and a 38-year-old man were taken into custody Thursday after an armed, masked man in a Jeep abducted Jamal White at gunpoint last week on Milwaukee's northwest side. After an Amber Alert was issued, Jamal was found safe Saturday evening, July 12th, about 6 miles from where he was taken. Criminal charges against the two will be referred to the Milwaukee County DA's office. Another man connected to the case, 25-year-old Corey Williams, was charged Thursday with kidnapping and taking hostages. The 7-year-old is safe in the custody of Child Protective Services. The total economic impact of the largest event in Green Bay's history shattered projected numbers. Discover Green Bay CEO Brad Toll says the NFL predicted a $20 million economic impact in Brown County, but that number was actually $72.9 million. The statewide economic impact was anticipated to be $94, but that actually came out to be $104.7 million. Packers VP of Marketing Gabrielle Dow says the 2025 draft was the second most watched draft on TV behind 2020's draft during COVID. Around 600,000 people attended the 3-day event back in April. It's not every day you hear about a park closure due to wasps. Police in Manitowoc County in the city of Kiel put out a warning Saturday afternoon that Lions Park was closed on account of a massive number of ground wasps that were spotted by residents. A pest expert from Public Works was sent out to do a check, and it turned out the swarm was harmless sand wasps. Police gave the call to be all clear later on in the day. Be careful before you buy tickets to see your favorite artists this season. Wisconsin Better Business Bureau spokeswoman Lisa Scheller says scammers have been making up entirely fake events and selling cheap tickets for them. Scheller says it's always important to research an online purchase before making it. Check your artist's schedule and see if they really are playing at that event. And check reputable online sources to see if an event is actually taking place. For Pete's Sake, Day in the Park will be held Sunday, August 17th in Spring Green. Those wishing the 2025 T-shirts, a reminder the deadline is getting close. It's Friday at midnight. It is also the deadline for the run, walk, bike, and pickleball registrations and the pickleball tournament if you want a T-shirt. This is a change of date from the registration form. You may still send in a registration for the run, walk, bike after July 25th or register at the park on August 17th, but T-shirts t-shirts will not be available. August 10th is the deadline for the pickleball tournament, but there will be no t-shirts after July 25th. September 1st is the deadline for the For Pete's Sake golf outing on September 19th at House on the Rock Resort. Silent auction items are still needed. For more information about the golf outing or the silent auction, contact Jeannie McCarville at jmccarville@forpetesake.com. For more information on all events at Day in the Park, check online at forpetesake.com. Amtrak carried its 250,000th guest on state-sponsored Borealis trains between the Twin Cities and Chicago over the Independence Day holiday weekend. Operated daily by Amtrak under contracts with the Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois State Transportation Departments, guests and officials have been celebrating a comfortable and reliable service since 2024. Borealis trains originate from St. Paul at midday and Chicago in the late morning with Amtrak everyday discounts for children ages 2 to 12, students, seniors, veterans, military personnel, and families, groups, and others. The trains offer cafe service featuring regional items and views of the Mississippi River between St. Paul, Minnesota, and La Crosse. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for volunteers to teach hunter education. Outdoor skills trainer Kayla Sass says instructors are needed for both basic and advanced education courses. Since the creation of the Hunter Ed program in 1967, more than 20,000 volunteers have educated hunters in the state, certifying more than 1 million hunters. More information on volunteering can be found on the DNR's website. And the band Coldplay put out a special warning during its concert at Camp Randall in Madison Saturday night. Before the band played their famous Jumbotron song, frontman Chris Martin specifically informed the crowd they were about to be photographed. He joked that everyone needs to do their makeup, should get it done, in fact, in advance before starting the song. The warning is partially due to an incident at a concert last week where the CEO and HR director of tech company Astronomer were spotted during the Coldplay concert. That prompted the resignation of CEO Andy Bryan. There's no word if any famous couples were spotted at Camp Randall Stadium on Saturday night.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Today's forecast calls for partly sunny and seasonal conditions, a high of 81. Tonight, partly cloudy and mild, a low of 63. And Tuesday, partly sunny, warm and more humid, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow in 84. Highs will range up to 94 on Wednesday. Right now in Richland Center, following yesterday's high of 80, we were bottomed out at 56 a little while ago. Right now, it is 58 degrees.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help, with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Sports Time today is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look back at local baseball from yesterday, and the Brewers continue on a big win streak, and that's what everybody's talking about. 10-game win streak for the Brewers as they play in Seattle tonight. More details coming up.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Yesterday in hometown baseball, it was a win for Mazamani over Cazenovia, 11-4 the final score. Rio beat Wisconsin Dells, 7-2. Sun Prairie over Columbus, 7-4. Middleton, 10. Ashton, 6. Cross Plains, 4-3 over Wanakee. Argyle defeated Muscadet in a tight one yesterday, 10-9 the final score, knocking Muscadet from the playoffs. Belleville, 2-0 over Hollandale. It was Arena, 13-3 over Ridgeway. Scholesburg-Benton beat Wyota, 4-3. Verona, 10. Dodgeville, 1. And DeForest over Poinette, 11-1. Many teams finishing up the regular Sunday season. The playoffs beginning coming up this weekend. Arena earned a number 3 seed in this year's playoffs, and they will host number 6 Hollandale coming up on Sunday at 1 in home talent baseball. Also, the Sharks of Simon's Recreation Complex will make their first trip in over a decade to Scholesburg and will return to Simon's Recreation Complex on Wednesday for their last home meet of the season. At the home meet, the Sharks will be hosting their annual Baby Shark Race, where younger siblings of swimmers get their chance to swim a race coming up this week. A 10-game win streak has the Brewers tied for first in the National League Central Division standings. Milwaukee survived a shaky ninth inning when Mookie Betts flied out with the bases loaded to end a 6-5 win. The Dodgers couldn't hold an early 3-run lead to avoid the sweep. Jose Quintana earned his 7th victory, and Abner Uribe got save number 2. Well, they're doing it with some unknowns. Here's manager Pat Murphy.
Collins, Vaughn, and Durbin have given us such a lift, but Collins has been the silent hero. He's played great defense, gotten big hits, you know, hitting fourth in the lineup. The kid wasn't going to make the team in spring training unless there was a huge injury, and there was two of them, but he wasn't making the team. He's hitting fourth in our lineup. Vaughn was in AAA last week.
The Brewers are in Seattle for an 8:40 start time this evening. It'll be George Kirby at 4-4 against Brandon Woodruff, who is 1-0 to start his season. Elsewhere, it was the Cubs losing to Boston, final score of 6-1. San Diego 8-1 over Washington. The Mets beat Cincinnati 3-2, Arizona 5, and St. Louis 3. In the American League, Baltimore 5, Tampa Bay 3, Cleveland 8-2 over the Athletics. Houston beat Seattle 11-3, Detroit 2, Texas 1. Interleague action, Toronto 8-6 over San Francisco, the Yankees 4, Atlanta 2, White Sox 7, Pittsburgh 2, the Angels 8-2 over Philadelphia, Kansas City 7, Miami 4, Minnesota beat Colorado by a score of 7-1. A Portland newspaper reports guard Damian Lillard wasn't happy during his 2 years playing with the Bucks. A story in the Oregon paper says Lillard didn't want to come to Milwaukee in the first place. He wanted to go to Miami, but his agent convinced him the Bucks gave him a better chance to win an NBA title. That didn't happen, with his new team getting knocked out of the playoffs in the first round twice. Lillard also had injury problems. He just signed a deal that returns him to Portland. And 3 young Packer players have been singled out as offering the potential to become breakout stars. Athlon Sports released its 22-man team over the weekend. Offensive lineman Jordan Morgan was described as having quick feet and active hands as he fights for a starting job. Defensive lineman Lucas Van Ness could offer some disruptive production this fall in Green Bay. And linebacker Edgerrin Cooper could become a prominent playmaker in his second season in the NFL. Training camp for the Packers starts on Wednesday, believe it or not. That is an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
got someone who's scared of promises or keeping them. I'm just looking for a love to stand the test of time. I've been looking for someone to be all mine. I had too much lonely. I need a one and only, someone I can care about and call my own. Faithful to tradition, without an intermission, we'll still be together when the kids are grown. I've been looking for a love, someone to hold as I lay sleeping. About someone who's scared of promises or keeping them. I'm just looking for a love to stand the test of time. I've been looking for someone to be all mine.
time, lay me 6 feet deep in God's country.
Shelton here in God's country, WRCO, where Henry Bray is now assembling his jokes for the roundup coming up in about a half hour. So brace yourselves, be ready. A little hazy sunshine out there today and 59 degrees. After a little time off, I was amazed to see the benefits of Miss June's garden. It's going really well. Some beans and cucumbers and squash. So things are coming along. Zucchini. Yeah. So we got back and she had some pails of veggies. So we're starting to reap the harvest there. That's good. I'm thinking that we've taken a lead now on the little rodents that are trying to eat all the leaves and everything. And the potato leaf hoppers or whatever they are that are trying to steal my spuds. But we're getting there. Yeah, not too bad. We were, of course, my summer vacation included a little surgery, but we also did, over the weekend, a cabin in the Tomahawk area and enjoyed ourselves there with our family. And so that was good, but good to get back and see. And again, it just seemed like just a few days and everything was a little bit more green and growing.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones of your choice and 4 lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my 4 daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh,
I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get 4 lines for $90 a month and choose 4 of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements. And we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Wilkinson Auctions huge summer auction is Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This auction features a huge load of construction equipment, farm equipment, trucks, trailers, and some smaller hand tools and support equipment. We're taking consignments until Monday, August 4th, so get your equipment to Muscadet today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. Wilkinson Auctions huge summer auction, Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Now that the big, beautiful bill is passed, we have the time to see what's actually in it. Let's consider the tax cuts that some are telling us are great things for working families. In this bill, the after-tax income boost for the rich is more than twice that of many working families. Does that sound backwards to you? Does it sound like a fair deal for working families? Those making over $200,000 a year will get a tax cut of over $12,000, but it just keeps going steadily down from there. If you make less than $50,000, you'll be lucky to buy a couple weeks' groceries with your tax cut. What do you suppose the higher income earners are going to do with their tax cut? What could you do if that $12,000 tax cut was coming your way? All we asked for in this bill was a fair shake. We didn't get it. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
We're headed toward a high of 81 today. Right now, 60 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer here in Richland Center. This is Dirk Bentley.
Sometimes a crowd makes me lonely. Sometimes a shot just makes me sad. Sometimes I miss that old small town. Slow down. Life I kind of wish that I still had. I can't really pour my heart out on the FM radio, 'cause the way I'm really feeling won't fill up the Coliseum on the edge of Tupelo. Yeah, I need a little backbone in my backbeat. I need a little life long in my front seat. I need the kind of moments to make my whole wide world stand. Just goes dark. I wanna climb up on a mountain. I want love that feels like home. Yeah, I want a conversation like a sunset and a song I can feel down in my bones. Yeah, I need a little backbone in my backbeat. I need a little life long in my front seat. I need the kind of moments that stand still. I wanna hear about a deep cut, a heartbreak. Yeah, tell me about your hard times, your mistakes. Give me something that'll burn, I can turn into something I can feel. Yeah, I want something real strong. Yeah, something I can hold on to. When the record settles down, I'm just looking for some truth. I need a little backbone in my backbeat. I need a little life long in my front seat. I need the kind of moments that make my whole wide world stand still. Yeah, I wanna hear about a deep cut, a heartbreak. Yeah, tell me about your hard times, your mistakes. Give me something that'll burn, I can turn into something I can't feel. Yeah, I want something real. Yeah, I want something real. Yeah, I want something real.
Of Great Ann, Southwest Wisconsin, we're currently at 60 degrees, a comfortable start to the day, up 4 from the overnight low. It is time now for the update at 7 from ABC News, sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, All of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for a competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, an off-duty Border Patrol agent recovering